With me on the line now, though, to talk about something different, and talk about law enforcement and the Garda Representative Association, is Eddie Walsh, who's a Kerry rep for the GRA, arriving at their annual conference in Westport. A number of different issues on the agenda for on Garda Síochána. But Eddie, first of all, if I can get your view, what's the word like amongst the delegates and members of GRA about what the Garda have just been through as a force in trying to deal with the protests and the blockades over the last couple of weeks?
Good morning, Jolene. Good morning from Westport. In relation to blockades, I suppose something has arose and we call the doxing. It's in relation to where people are being abused online. It's a Ministers Act of our people research publicly, and they publish members' private emails, identification, their addresses, their names, and also they doctor members, would say, progress in relation to AI. And we had a case recently from the blockades where a member in the southeast and was abused online. His home address was put up online and the headline was "Make this traitor famous in Ireland." There's no the view from delegates here in Westport and around the country, members of Garda Síochána, are totally against this practice of doxing. It's, and we're looking for a policy in relation to this and make it a criminal act.
That is the criticism from some online. They would say the Gardaí were wrong in what they did, shutting down protest, and they're targeting individual members just for effectively doing your job, publishing information, trying to get them publicly outed, trying to cause disruption, and deeply distressing for members and their families, I'd imagine, Eddie.
That's correct, Troy. Look, Gardaí have policed protest down through the years, and Gardaí have no issue with peaceful protests. But as you know, Jerry, there's an element that are joining protests to cause a disturbance and to cause criminal acts, basically. But Gardaí and all delegates here have no issue with peaceful protests. It's part of being a member of Garda Síochána to police protests. So the members and delegates have no issue with peaceful protests.
Yeah, and this was the first time the element of the exceptional event was announced by the Garda Commissioner. So that called you into action on this front.
That's correct, Tori. Yeah, it's correct, Tori. The Commissioner announced last Friday an exceptional event where all arrest days and all members of Garda Síochána were required to work and report to their stations.
Yeah, and that was Gardaí based in Kerry as well. Everyone has to report. Everyone has to be and transferred maybe across the country to the areas of the blockades and the protests. So that all happened.
That's correct, Tori. When the exceptional event was announced by Commissioner Justin Kelly, all members in Kerry Division were deployed either in their stations or in other areas. The majority of members in Kerry that were arresting were deployed in Whitegate Oil Refinery in relation to the protests.
Okay. Has the doxing happened to members in Kerry, Eddie, to your knowledge?
Yes, Tori. It's happened to Red Cross in Kerry and Red Cross the country, and it's something we don't accept, and it's something we will not tolerate as delegates and as people representing our members in Garda Síochána. It's an act that we see as malicious, and it's targeting members because they're members of Garda Síochána, which is not acceptable.
Particularly after, I suppose, the way the protests, you know, were wound down and the blockades were dealt with largely peacefully by Gardaí when you enacted your plan to try and remove the blockades of critical infrastructure.
Yes, Tori, there was certain elements within society targeted members of Garda Síochána. Like I said already, they published pictures, they published addresses, they published private information, and they also had the attack on their personal life, which is not accepted in any society or any walk of life. And we feel members of Garda Síochána are being targeted more and more. So we're calling the minister for a policy in relation to doxing.
Yeah, and with that in mind, Eddie, obviously disturbing imagery and graffiti spray painted in the front of Enniscall Garda Station's wall of cowards and traitors. That's in a similar vein to what's been done to Garda members, isn't it, by some elements?
Yeah, Jory, I won't say too much in relation to that because it's been investigated at the moment as a criminal investigation. But all I'll say, our members in the Kerry Division perform their duties to the highest standard, and there's no place in society for people who hide behind slogans. That's all I'll say on that.
Yeah, okay. Eddie, another issue that's been emerged over the last couple of years is that GRA members say that members are afraid to pursue fleeing suspects and criminals in certain areas for fear of facing discipline and even court prosecution. What do you want the minister to do about this?
That's correct, Joy. We want a policy for pursuit and a pursuit policy for stopping and a stopping policy for of Indian vehicles. Joy, I'm 29 years in the Garda Síochána this April, and a simple thing, I've yet to be trained in a stinger, which is a spike mat for stopping of Indian vehicles, which you put across the roadway. Our members, basically, we welcome the Grace's Law, the tragic death of Grace Lynch that died in relation to a scrambler in January. Yeah. But we feel our hands are tied behind our back. If our members pursue a vehicle, let's give an example. We are controlled by our control room in N Street Garda Station in Cork City. If we are in pursuit of an offending vehicle, first of all, we have to give road conditions, the speed we're travelling, the road, we'll say other road users. We could be stood down. And it's frustrating for our members, if we are in pursuit of a criminal or an offending vehicle, we could be stood down by our own control room. We want a clear, precise policy in relation to stopping vehicles, in relation to pursuing vehicles, for a simple reason that we can stop offenders and criminality. And we also are looking for a working driving licence, basically, that our members, when we're on duty and we're driving official vehicles, we're required to drive under urgent high-risk duty-related conditions, that it won't affect our personal driver license. And in fact, at the moment, our members are in danger of being summoned to court, and it could affect their own private driver license. So we're looking for a clear policy for pursuit and stopping offending vehicles.
Kind of an overhaul, really, of that whole area. Yes. So everyone knows what their operational ideas are. Everyone knows what the safety parameters are, and that you can exercise and can decide, okay, I'm going to chase this person down as long as it's safe within reason.
That's correct. That's correct, Charlie. Once we have a policy and once we have guidelines, and our members know what the policy is and guidelines, like other police forces in the world have a certain pursuit policy and a stopping policy, and they actually can pursue vehicles and stop them within their own guidelines. We have that, not that. We're looking for training and a proper, clear-cut policy.
Yeah, there's going to be a lot of demands on you, Eddie, over the next while, particularly from June, 6 months of the European Union presidency for Ireland. Is that going to put a strain on the force, which is still under numbers?
Yes, sorry. From June to the end of August, the EU president is in Ireland. And there has been negotiations and there's been consultation with President Garda Commissioner Justin Kelly going forward. More than likely, we'll see more extraordinary events and exceptional events where members' rest days will be cancelled. So every member that are resting on a given day will be working around the country.
Yeah, and that puts a strain on resources as well. Final point, Eddie, the GRA, there's been a number of high-profile incidents. There was a whole situation in the acquittal of 5 Gardaí in Limerick in relation to road traffic tickets, the issue of the man who gave the loan of the bicycle, the Garda who gave the loan of the bicycle during COVID-19. You're looking for a full review of the current suspension policy from Garda Síochána.
That's correct, sorry. The two high-profile cases I mentioned, the fixed charge notice case in Limerick that went on 6 years, which is ridiculous. Our view here and all delegates' view, the suspension and the new performance regulations and in relation to our own authorities, we feel that Garda are always guilty until proved their innocence, which should be the opposite way around. You should be innocent until proven any guilt against you. And the bike case incident where a member of Garda Síochána kindly gave a bike to an old man during COVID and he was suspended for 2.5 to 3 years. And I'm glad to say those members that were involved in the Limerick case and the member that was involved in the bike case are actually guests of ourselves today in the Garda Central Association conference. When you're looking for a complete overhaul of the new suspension policy, members have been suspended for long number of years. It's causing members stress, it's causing members health, and it affects them financially as well. So it needs to be reviewed.
Okay. All right. Eddie, listen, we're going to leave it there. Thanks very much for taking the time to talk to us about those issues. That's Eddie Walsh there, GRA representative for Kerry, who's at the GRA annual conference in Westport.